Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, Kirk Mango is our guest once again. He's a coach, national champion, three-time All-American, and Hall of Fame athlete, and he's a writer working on a book called Becoming a True Champion. Our topic, Why Talent is Overrated.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports. By visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com, you'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Welcome back, Kirk.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again.
Yeah. So now, let's just jump into this. Talent, I guess you found that from your own experience that talent wasn't the most important thing.
No, well, that comes back to something that happened to me in high school, an experience I had of an achievement that many said was impossible, and there was a lot of work that went into that. Now, over the years, I've had the experience of coaching kids and reading a lot of different articles and material about some new research out there that talks about how talent is not necessarily something that is stable or set in stone, that there are concepts, focus, that if you bring to your training table can help increase your level of talent. And that's different than, I think, the commonly held belief.
Right. I mean, yeah, a lot of people, especially, now you're talking about in sports or in general.
Well, they expanded beyond just the sports environment, but, you know, my expertise is in athletics, so I like to relate to it from that standpoint. I mean, when most people go to watch a competitor or a competition and they see a competitor that's of just very skilled, the first thing that people say when they walk away is, wow, did you notice how talented that athlete is? And what they fail to recognize, because it's not visible, is the amount of training and time that went into that skill that they just saw. They don't see the practice. They don't see the effort. They don't see the focus on the deeper type of training that goes into reaching one's potential. So because of that, it's automatically assumed that they're just genetically more talented than everybody else. And I think that's kind of a false premise that a lot of people have.
That's interesting. I'm going to read. I just pulled up the talent code, and it says, the talent code, greatness isn't born, it's grown, and here's how. It's a great title. So we're talking about all the training that goes into, let's say, sports. Where does the mental game come into this?
Well, a lot of that, from my perspective, deals with the focus that you bring into practice. When you train, and I see this a lot with athletes, even my own kids sometimes, training to me takes on a form, and it did as an athlete, where I would try to push myself to the very edge of my capabilities, where you actually make mistakes. And then you work on trying to correct those mistakes. Now, you don't turn around and say to yourself, well, I'm not accomplished because I made mistakes. That comes with an understanding that that is part of reaching your potential. So that type of focus that you bring in centers on pushing that envelope for what you're trying to achieve. Working toward excellence, so to speak. Some people would use the term working to try to perfect things, but it kind of depends on what your perspective is on that point. So let's use the term excellence.
Mm-hmm.
So training toward excellence is something that I think can grow inside an individual as far as their talent goes. If you are an athlete and you look at things from the perspective that you can or can't do things based on your talent, you kind of limit yourself, because talent is looked at as just by a lot of people as something that you're genetically born with. But if you come from the standpoint that talent is something that you can grow from the inside based on the amount of training you put in, well, then that gives you the opportunity to have ownership and more control over how good you actually can become.
Right. And that's really important. And again, the mental game comes in when we talk about things like focus. I think it's more than focus. I think it's more, it's focus, it's commitment. It's a lot of mental game. A lot of mental game strategies, I think, come into it. Now, your experience then, you said, was that I don't think you're saying that you weren't very talented. I think you're saying that you found how hard, how much hard work really contributed to your talent.
Yes. Well, let me review that real quickly. I mean, that might help shed a little bit of light. Let's say, I think I had mentioned once before in a podcast that I had an experience in high school where I set a goal that was really, on paper, looked unachievable. And at that point in time, if someone were to see me in the gym, they would think of me as no more or less talented than anybody else that was there. I mean, we all have predispositions to certain things. I mean, some of us are just a little bit more talented genetically toward music or art or things of that nature. But the real talent comes out when you start to come into the training and into the gym and start to realize that I need to do this hard each day. And when I went through a process of trying to achieve what I had set and slowly started to climb that ladder of, you know, success, I not only built a lot of confidence through that and started to understand how important that training was to how good I could get, but at the end, people would say, well, you must be very talented, and I would have to retort with, it really had a lot less to do with talent and a lot more to do with choices and the amount of focus and type of training that I brought into the gym. And one big thing would be not leaving the gym until I was satisfied with the accomplishment that I had for that particular day, and then building one day upon the next. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I think you said it really well. I want to back up to something you said. You said that you set a goal, and as you got closer and closer to your goal, your confidence increased, which, of course, improves how you're performing, correct?
Oh, yeah. It kind of like a – I would look at it like a snowball rolling downhill, and it kind of depends on your perspective, and that's where the thought process is. You see, if you – to me, it's very important to bring the right thought process. It's all about thought because your actions – are dictated by how you think. And that's kind of why I had mentioned a little bit about a belief system. If you believe that how good you can get is just based on something you're born with, then you lose control over that. If you believe, and I think many successful athletes at the elite level, their belief is that their potential and how good they can become is dependent on them and their actions. And as you put in that effort and you see that start to pan out for you, that kind of roll, it's like a snowball rolling downhill. Because each day you get a little better. And that's kind of how I looked at it. And when I go to speak to athletes, I talk a lot about that, that there was a change in my perspective that my father actually gave to me. I remember sitting at the table talking to him, being very distraught and emotional about me looking at it, such a big picture, like I'm in this position and I need to be here, and it's so far away, it's light years away from that. And I remember my father saying to me, you know, a person can accomplish anything they want if they really, truly put their mind to it. And what that did is that changed my thought process. Instead of looking at where I was at and then where I had to be, which was light years away, I started looking at it from a day-by-day type of a schedule, meaning trying to make myself just a little bit better today than what I was yesterday, and then doing that the next day and the next day. And as you do that, it's like if you're on the, in your basement in your house and you want to get to the upstairs, there are little steps. You take one little step all the way up to get to the second floor. And that's a good analogy because that's kind of how my thought process developed was from that. Instead of looking at, wow, it's two stories, how am I going to get there? It was more, well, let's take it one step at a time. And as I put in that type of focus to try to make myself just a little bit better each day, and I built that one day upon the next, that's where my confidence started to become very, very strong.
That's really interesting because it's something we talk a lot about in our confidence programs, which is the importance of setting mini goals and
yes,
working toward them and achieving them, and how much more important that is than focusing always on the score. It's more about the, you know, the being there, being part immersed in the process, which is what you, I think, is what you're saying you did.
Oh, yeah, the word you used was great, and that was the word immersed, because that's what happens. You become so immersed in what you're trying to accomplish just for that day that nothing else really kind of gets in your way. Your focus gets very narrow. And there are days, you know, every athlete has bad days. I had them. Olympic champions have them, national champions have them, state champions have them. And you learn to work through that. And in working through that, again, that's another piece that starts to help you confidence-wise.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.